This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. The polls closed 2.5 weeks ago, but our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know, keeps going with a focus on COVID-19 and other top stories from the Lehigh Valley. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Brad. Good morning.
We have a pandemic and an election. Neither has wrapped up. What's upmost in your mind looking back at this past week and forward as well?
Brad, I'd have to say utmost in my mind is COVID-19 numbers here in Pennsylvania. Mm. Much like the rest of the nation, we are seeing record numbers of new cases. Yesterday, it was over 7,000. And the state's broken records every day over the past 2 weeks, except for maybe two. That is quite a surge in cases. And I can localize that for us in Lehigh and Northampton counties, the sort of core of the Lehigh Valley. We're now seeing more than 200 new cases every day, and that adds up. The region added nearly 3,500 new cases in the past 2 weeks. It's a 30% spike in the last month, and hospitalizations are up as well. On the heels of that,
those daily numbers are really, really scary.
Yeah, they're really scary. And, you know, I think that we're going to start hearing more about how local health systems, and we're already hearing about local county health bureaus, are struggling to keep up with those numbers.
And the response is new restrictions from the state?
That's right. We heard from our health secretary, Dr. Rachel Levine, this week, and Governor Wolf. There's no plans right now, just to, you know, bring this up at the top, for another statewide shutdown or statewide school closures. But there are some new things in place. Starting today, anyone who enters Pennsylvania has to either get tested 72 hours before they come in or quarantine for 2 weeks. There's new stricter rules on masking. The takeaway from that is that anyone who's indoors with people who are not family members or member of their household should be wearing a mask the whole time. There is an exception for restaurants when you're at the table. That exception is still in place. And the state is telling hospitals to make their plans now for when they start to run out of beds. And that's things like possibly canceling elective surgeries.
Wow. Well, these masking restrictions, of course, are particularly relevant as we enter the holidays and holiday travel. What's the advice there?
The advice is don't do it. State officials have been pretty loud and clear over the past week. They're saying don't spend Thanksgiving or don't plan to spend other winter holidays with anyone outside your own household. So don't go to visit mom in New Jersey. Don't gather, because they say the real danger is in these small gatherings where folks feel safe. They don't tend to abide social distancing guidelines. And that's where COVID is spreading in the community.
It's a hard mandate, but I can't imagine a worse place for, you know, trying to maintain safe standards than the Thanksgiving table that we all sort of dream of, with a large group of people gathered around and everyone passing food around and shouting loudly. We even heard Dr. Fauci talking to his wife and relating on Morning Edition how his own daughters told him, look, Thanksgiving's just not going to happen this year.
Yeah, that's right. And I think everyone is grappling with this hard question. Everywhere we go, this is the conversation, that this is the question we're being asked. You know, what are the latest rules? Folks want an answer maybe that we're not getting, but in the end, you know, that's what the state experts are saying.
Well, what's the best news we can extract out of the COVID-19 news from this week?
Brad, we did get a bit of a silver lining yesterday from Secretary Levine. She held a news conference and said Pennsylvania could see a vaccine in the next month, and they've got plans to roll it out. So they're expecting there'll be a limited supply. So the state has a three-phase plan for who's going to get the vaccine first. And as you might expect, the top priorities are going to be your healthcare workers, your EMS first responders, folks over 65, people in long-term care facilities as well. And then there'll be two more phases, folks with high-risk medical conditions, and finally, the general population. But they're warning, it doesn't mean that the pandemic is going to be over, and folks can continue to expect to keep masking through the end of 2021. Now, you know, there's no obvious vaccine that's going to cure what I see as the continuing election news that has been unfolding this week. And that's the other top story. Brad, what have you been seeing?
It is becoming increasingly clear that the president intends to hold on to his unsupported assertions that the election has been stolen from him. One of the most important stories that we reported on this week was when the nonpartisan Common Cause warned of threats to Pennsylvania election workers. And I myself have done some reporting on so-called doxing attacks directed against the Secretary of the Commonwealth in Pennsylvania, Kathy Buchvar, who oversees the election. They've taken place on Parler, which is sort of a dark web Twitter. Well, Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR, thanks for joining us. This is WLVR News.